The latest from podnews.net. Nielsen has just announced the launch of the Nielsen Podcast Listener Buying Power Service, a service that provides podcasters and brands with compelling insights, matching podcast listeners by genre with their buying habits. Charter clients are iHeartMedia, Cadence 13, Stitcher, Westwood One, and Cabana. There's a link to the press release in our episode notes and our newsletter today. Jonathan Wall has been appointed as controller of BBC Sounds, the corporation's radio, music and podcast app. Jonathan has worked for BBC Radio 5 Live for the past 21 years, overseeing the station's push into podcasting. The press release tells us that he will have responsibility for coordinating activity across the organisation to achieve the BBC's ambitions, develop the strategy for Sounds, as well as have an overview of the content that is being commissioned for BBC Sounds by the radio, music and podcast teams. He'll start in August. Since launch last year, there have been more than 2.3 million downloads of the BBC Sounds app, with the number of people using Sounds continuing to increase and now at nearly 1.5 million users each week, according to the press release. Foxnest have posted details of why all podcast listeners are not the same, discovering interesting differences between podcast categories. Of note, news podcasts appear to be consumed in the evening rather than, as you might think, the morning. Community access radio stations in New Zealand are celebrating significant growth for their podcasts. 10 out of the 12 New Zealand community access stations collaborate on a podcasting project called AIR, Access Internet Radio. They're seeing growth of 77%. The seven most popular podcast formats include, yes, one-on-one interviews and solo commentaries, but many other formats too, according to Mark Leonard. We link to those today. Spotify Lite has been released for Android phones. It's a cut-down version of the Spotify app, built for slower phones and poorer networks, and is available in parts of Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Conspicuously absent from any publicity and from the Google Play listing, any mention of podcasts. Live podcast ticket sales have increased by over 2,000% in the past 6 years, says a US ticket vendor. The average ticket price for Pod Save America is $103, apparently. And Backtracks, a podcast analytics and hosting platform, now supports Apple AirPlay within its audio and podcast player. They've also posted a history of Apple AirPlay if you've any interest at all in the technology. And in podcasts today, Noble Blood is new from iHeartRadio, a podcast that discusses the salacious, secret and tragic stories of monarchs like you've never heard them before. Life, Death and the Space in Between is from Chicago-based clinical psychologist and medium Dr. Amy Robbins. A John Burroughs book from 1871 has been republished as a podcast, carefully weaving in the sounds of the birds that he described. Return of the Birds won a WDS Foundation grant last week. We also mentioned Feeling My Flow, a podcast on menstruation, Unlocking Your Nonprofit Potential, a new podcast focusing on helping those organisations grow. And BBC Radio 4's Beyond Today is currently running a six-part investigative series about how one day in Afghanistan has rippled out into the lives of the men who were there and their families back home. It's called Deadliest Day. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.